Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We love travelling on Mind Food. Michael's just topped off a helicopter. Where have you been this time?
I went to Hong Kong. And
Was that like?
Well, I've been to Hong Kong many times. Yeah. And I was actually invited to visit the Peninsula Hotel, which
is the famous one.
That's right, oldest hotel in Hong Kong. And it has a fascinating history behind it, privately owned. Mm. But they have renovated all the rooms. And I guess for many years, you know, when I've gone there, they're very opulent. They really are quite extraordinary. Mm. These new rooms are completely paperless. There is no paper. By your bedside is what looks like an iPad, and you swipe it or you wave your hand, you know, across it. And everything you need, so whether you want to close the curtains, turn the lights on, order ice, water, room service, whatever, you do through this platform, this screen.
Wow.
And throughout the room, you know, near the curtains, there's a button to close curtains, and on the desk you push a button and up comes a mirrored mirror, you know. It's absolutely extraordinary. I've never stayed in a hotel room like it.
Did you like it, though? Because some people would find that really confronting.
Yeah. Well, look, I've got to tell you, when I first walked in, I thought, wow, this is a huge departure for this hotel. When you walk into the Peninsula in Hong Kong, you know, they pick you up in a Rolls Royce. It's ridiculous. Mm. It's
you
so
would
opulent.
Look so funny in a Rolls Royce. It's right up your alley, actually.
Well, I love a bit of comfort. But the thing is, when you walk into the lobby, it's very old style.
Yeah.
So, you know, they are famous for their afternoon tea.
Did you do that at all?
No, not this trip. No. I have done it before and it is fantastic. But up in the sort of the gods is an orchestra, you know, playing.
Oh, wow.
And it is very opulent. You know, it's a really beautiful looking hotel. So when you walk into the rooms and they're extremely modern.
Yes.
You know, the colour palette is very subtle now. Of course, you walk in and you've just got that extraordinary harbour view, you know, all of Hong Kong. Mm. But anyway, what we've done is I've done a story and it's coming up in a new edition.
Yep.
And I interviewed and was given access to all behind the scenes of this hotel. So, you know,
the whole workings of it.
That's right. And all the different kitchens. Yeah. And, you know, the bakery. And there's a brand new chocolatier with a chocolate chef from, they've brought him from Belgium and created this whole new kitchen for him.
Oh, my goodness.
It really is extraordinary. And while I was there, they took me into a suite. And, well, the suite is even more extraordinary and buttons and goodness knows what. But as I was there, I looked out the window and there was a window cleaner.
Wow.
And we were on the 24th floor. And so through the glass, I interviewed the window cleaner.
Yeah, you would.
And so, yeah. So we have this extraordinary shot of the window cleaner and me interviewing the window cleaner because, you know, we've spoken to all sorts of people, the florist and the people in the orchestra, and, you know, all behind the scenes. But there is this extraordinary photo that's coming up in the November edition of this window cleaner at the 24th floor. As he's sort of covering the window with bubbles and me interviewing him.
Well, what's it like, though, for the people when you talk to them that work behind the scenes? There must be a lot of pride working in something like that.
Oh, they are. And interesting enough, they all spoke about how much it was very much like a family-run company. They were all very supportive of each other. Mm-hmm. They were very proud of the hotel. Mm. And they were very proud of this new technology.
So if people would like to go there, it's really an experience. How long would you recommend to go?
Look,
a few days?
I think it's very much a destination for a very special occasion.
Yeah. Yep.
Across a weekend or a 3-4 day kind of thing.
Okay.
There is so much to do in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And it's there are so many great dining, options and bars. And, and you know, the shopping is extraordinary.
Mm-mm-mm.
Every brand in the world is there.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time.
Look, I've got as I said, the story's coming up. The photography is fantastic.
I can't wait to see that guy.
Yeah. I hired a photographer up there and spent my last day running around. I got up very, very early and I've done basically, it's a 24 hours day in the life of a hotel, you know, behind the scenes and in front of the, you know, what you see.
So, fantastic. Yeah. All that and more coming up in Mind Food. And of course, this is Mind Food Radio, smart thinking. And for anything that you've heard on today's show, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.